Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Just 2 seconds left.
Wow.
Andrew Olirez, an All-American for the first time this year, and Greeley's native son gives Northern Colorado its first national champion since 1962.
Got one thing to say. G-Town, we up now, baby!
Yeah, I love that. That's, again, the goosebumps are going crazy here. We've got him in studio. Andrew Olirez, the champ, national champ. Look at that, man. Live studio audience is back there. We got head coach Troy Nickerson in studio. Fellas, how we doing? Congratulations to you guys, my man.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm feeling good. You know, been a long time coming. So just to have it happen finally, it almost feels a little surreal. But I'm enjoying it.
I'm excited to talk to you about what the season was like, the dedication and everything that went into it. But you guys were in the lobby, and you could tell where my head is. I was like, dude, did you go eat something like right after? Yeah. Because, you know, the discipline that wrestlers above all sports have to be the best, to stay within their weight class, everything, is second to none as far as that discipline goes. So I'm like, do you just let yourself go for like 5 minutes, man? What did you do? I mean, what was the meal of choice?
Oh, right after, we went straight to Cane's, and I knocked down 2 Caniac combos and had a little dessert, and it jacked me up pretty good. But I'm getting back to normal now. It's been a long year, so I've been real disciplined with my diet, my weight, since August. You know, that's what, 8 or 10 months, something like that. Like, I've had the same breakfast that whole time. I've had just about the same dinners that whole time. 'Cause it's not only about making weight, it's about bringing your body down enough to where after I weigh in, I don't want to be able to balloon up really, really heavy, 'cause then you're just going to have to bring it back down. So, like, I had to just maintain and live there all the time.
That's insane. Yeah. I mean, did you get tired of that, or was it, no, you're so focused, laser focused? Because I can see it now. You're laser focused now. Did you just say, no, this is great? Same meal. I mean, what was breakfast? What was that meal every single day?
3 eggs on a piece of cheese and a bagel. So that was my breakfast every day, which that's what I look forward to the most every day.
Was the breakfast?
But you know, you just take a day at a time. If I started to look at, like, damn, I got to do this for 3 more months, that's when you start breaking down. No, you got to just one day at a time. So just continued the course. I knew what I had to do and the sacrifices I had to make. I knew that early on. And I just believed in it. I believed in myself. I believed that if I do X, Y, Z for this amount of time, you know, I'm going to get to where I need to go. And that's what happened.
Oh, you made so many people proud. Not just Greeley. The state, too. Everyone is just like, I'm seeing people, because wrestling's big in this state. Mm-hmm. You know, I was telling you guys about my family, my father, my brother-in-law with my sister, their family. Wrestling is like, is the deal. And you're this hero now to so many kids, to so many people, to so many community members. And for you to shout it from the rooftops, like, doing it for Greeley, I'm doing it for my home area here. I mean, what the heck does that mean to you, man, to be able to do it in your state, in your area?
Yeah, it means the world to me. You know, I've set out on this journey for a long time. You know, I was a kid saying I'm gonna be a national champion and I'm gonna do this for Greeley. I'm gonna go accomplish all these great things. And I've stayed the course through ups and downs, through the adversity, through tough times. And I just continued the course no matter what. And I made it to the top now. And like I said earlier, I've felt all year, all summer, that, you know, I've been ordained by God for this. I knew I couldn't lose. And all year I just had that belief. And I felt it all year. For a long time, I knew it was going to happen for me. And when it was time to go do it, It showed.
You went and did it, man. Andrew Alira is joining us, the champ, the national champion. After that match, you jumped into your head coach's arms here. Mm-hmm. What was it like having this guy, Troy Nickerson, to your right here, head coach of UNC Wrestling? What was it like having him in your corner, both figuratively and literally all season long, and helping you stay on task?
Yeah, it's, you know, I couldn't have done it without him. You know, this isn't just like a year thing. I've been working with Coach Troy since my eighth grade year. And ever since then, he's put in the time with me, put in the work, and always trying to put me in a position to win. Like, we started this out, like, just trying to place at Fargo, you know, the high school tournament as an eighth grader.
Wow.
So, like, it's been a long time. The objectives have changed, and they're going to continue to change as I progress in my career. But you know, we've been at it for a long time. So to finally get that moment, the one we've been looking for a long time through everything, you know, it just made it much more sweeter. And I wouldn't want to have it any other way.
Coach Troy Nickerson here in studio as well. What was this like? I mean, seeing, as you talked about, from eighth grade, seeing him grow up into a man, not just in the wrestling world, but as an individual, and then seeing it come to this point, first champ at the Division I level for wrestling. I mean, what was this like? What was that moment like for you, Coach?
I mean, it was huge, you know, and obviously it's big for our program, but more than anything, I'm just happy for Andrew, right? I mean, he deserves this. I mean, he's put in so much of that time, that sacrifice. People don't understand, I think, how hard this is to do. I mean, this is for collegiate wrestling, folk style wrestling. I mean, this is basically the world championships, the college NCAA tournament. And you know, he set himself up for success ever since last year when he had some adversity, right, going to the national tournament. And he bought in, he did everything right. And you know, I think for the majority of, especially towards the end of the year, it was more managing people's expectations a little bit, because you know, he did the right things. He went to the All-Star Classic, knocked off the number one ranked guy. He was ranked pretty much number one all season long. I think going to the national tournament, some people expected him to just, he's going to win, right? Mm-hmm. And they don't understand how hard it is. It is very challenging. But I knew going into that tournament, he did everything to put himself in a position to win. And again, people that know wrestling, if you watch his final match, it went about as backwards as we could have expected, right? If you told me Andrew was going to win a national title in his championship match, he wasn't going to get a takedown, I'd say, oh, I don't know, right? But it's just that grit, that determination that put him over the top.
Talk to us about that match a little bit, because you had chatted about it too, and we've been seeing it. It's all over the place now. A little unorthodox for you. Some of the stuff that happened in this match was unlike some of the things that you were doing that got you here.
Oh yeah, it was. I mean, the throw that I hit. My whole career, I have not been like a guy that throws people. You know, that particular move.
I mean, it was scary, man.
I learned that to show my brother, because I feel like he had the body and everything to be good at it. So I was like, so I kind of learned it just to coach it. And along with that, I used to do it in high school duels so the crowd could go, ooh, ah, you know. But it was nothing. Like, I haven't drilled that in a very long
time. That's like a movie. Like, you learn that for your brother, you're teaching it, you did it for fun, kind of, and then suddenly you're using it.
Yeah.
It's like you pulled that last weapon out of your utility belt.
Exactly.
To win this thing.
Yeah, and it was crazy. You know, we got in that upper body exchange, and I knew I had to do some, and I got in the position and kind of a little bit knew what I was doing there, and I just let it rip and got it done.
Do things slow down for you? Because when I'm watching it, I'm just seeing two monsters of men go at it and look like they're going to destroy each other. But then there's also this art to it. There's a beauty to it, because you do have to hit the right moves at the right exact time. Do things slow down kind of to you? And I'll ask Coach the same thing in a follow-up.
Oh, yeah. That sequence felt like it took 10 minutes. Like, he goes for the body lock. I kind of go halfway inside trip. I wrap the leg. I pop my hips. It felt like I had him on his back for, like, forever. Like, I'm sitting there, like, squeezing the hardest I've ever squeezed. And so, yeah, it just time slows down. And especially that last period, because I know, hey, you got 2 minutes, don't get taken down, you're a national champ. So I just did whatever I had to do, rather that squeezing, holding on, moving my feet, whatever it took, and got it done. You know, I just believe that's all the little things I've been doing all year were stacked up in that moment to, you know, have the confidence to go out there and hit that move. You know, that's why, you know, I just feel like it was destined.
Place probably just went absolutely nuts at that point. Coach, how about you? Does it slow down? Does it feel like an eternity, though? Talking about nerves a little bit, seeing what was going on throughout the match and then ultimately getting to that crazy sequence.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, it was a very unorthodox match compared to what we're used to seeing out of Andrew, right? And his opponent did an excellent job of really being a moving target on his feet where we couldn't get to our scores, right? Our execution. So we knew it was going to be a challenging match. Second period, the guy defers to us. We have to go down, and that's one of the kid's best positions, right? And, you know, we struggled a little bit down there. We end up getting in a scramble, giving away a couple back points, and just getting to that position. But again, that's where that instinct takes over, right? And I think when you've got these guys that have done this their entire life, right, it's, you know, I know from personal experience, when you're in those situations, it's like, I don't even really know what I did, but it worked, right? That those instincts take over, and that's what separates the good from the great, right? And Andrew was able to capitalize on that.
Well, and that's, again, what you guys talk about is the repetition, is the paying attention to every single detail you do, whether that's how many eggs to have for breakfast or what you're lifting exactly. I was talking about it before you guys jumped in. This sport, at least to me, unlike any sport, it's where your exercise, your lifting, everything you do is like sniper focused. You know, football players can lift and get bulky and whatever. Maybe it doesn't work. It doesn't help them with this certain skill set. But in wrestling, everything you do is helping you so that in that moment, you can pull off some kind of crazy, miraculous move to win.
Oh, yeah. You know, every inch counts. You know, the little things is what makes you a champ. Are you doing all the little things right? Because they're going to stack up over time. And as they stack up, they're not so little anymore.
Yeah.
All those little moments of discipline and your sacrifices and what you're not doing, all that kind of adds up in those biggest moments. And I believe, you know, that's kind of where your character shows. And, you know, character is not something that you could just snap on. You know, it's something that's built with those every single day decisions in your life, your lifestyle. You know, wrestling, especially this year, has really showed me, you know, it's like changed my life in a sense, you know, because I went from I wasn't doing most of the small things right, and they were adding up, and I finally saw it, you know, and I had to get real with myself and say, all right, we're going to give this a shot. We're going to give it everything I got. So I you know, rather it's school, cleaning, like just doing stuff on time, getting it done. Everything in my life changed for one goal, and that was to win that national title. And, you know, now it's become a habit. It's not just like, okay, I did it, now it's over.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can't help it. It's something you built over time, and I'm so glad. Like, that title means much more than just the wrestling part of it.
Andrew Alirez, the national champion, head coach Troy Nickerson joining us in studio. You talk about changes you needed to make. I mean, you're already a phenomenal wrestler before this year ever began. I mean, you obviously four-time state champion in high school. All of your awards, the list goes on and on once you got into college as well. So what kind of tweaks are we talking about? I loved how raw you were when just saying, hey, not the craziest about school, but I'm going to go do it. Because a lot of students aren't crazy about school,
exactly.
But they don't really, they're just like, yeah, you know, it's great, it's fine, whatever. I loved hearing you say that, because there's a lot of people that think, I want to be a collegiate athlete, but I'm not sure if I can do the school thing. Well, you don't have to be in love with it. You just have to do it. And and I loved that you said that, because I think that resonates with a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, they say discipline is doing what you hate to do, but you do it like you love it. So you know, yeah, I've never been too crazy about school. I've always thought
join
of
the
it
club
as
with
like,
me.
Yeah, it's always been thought of as like something, okay, I got to do this. I got to be good enough so that I can wrestle. But, But yeah, like I said, those changes, you know, one of the things I said all year, I said I'm not going to miss a class. So I show up every single day to class, and I just did that. And those little sacrifices like that, I believe towards the end of the year is just was stacked everything up. And not even in that finals match, but even in my quarters and round of 16, you know, I was faced with some adversity in those matches, and I showed that. I showed that, you know, I was ready for the moment. I believe I prepared like a true professional. I was ready for everything and, you know, on and off the mat. So little stuff like with my diet, with my after I weigh in, you know, last year, after I'd weigh in for a duel or something, I'd go crazy. I'd eat whatever I want. This year, you know, I kept it. Discipline. I did the same thing every single time. Wow. Which I ate a little bit. Like, I'm not saying I went home and just had a salad and went to bed. But yeah, you know, I'd have a good steak and like a baked potato, but you know, nothing bad. So I did that all year. I sacrificed everything that I could with my diet, my school, everything, and it all paid off. It was all for that one moment.
Coach Nickerson, how special is that? How you know you got a stud in this guy. You knew it from a very early age with him. But to see him say, okay, I saw what happened last year. I'm good enough to get there again, but I don't want the same results. To see a guy do that. And again, you talk about going to class every day. It sounds easier than it is. I mean, I went to college, man. Oh, yeah. I could have done a lot better, but you just, you know, I'll catch up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'll catch up tomorrow. But to do it every single day like clockwork is a tough thing to do. How special was it to see this extra light just kind of switch for him where you go, okay, it's freaking go time now?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's something we saw in August, right? You just saw that change in him. And I knew at that moment, like, there's no turning back. Like, he's figured it out finally. Mm. And, you know, I always say wrestling, I mean, it's a very difficult sport, but in order to be successful at it, it's not rocket science, right? And there's different ways to get there, right, to get to the end goal. But the philosophy is the same. And, you know, with me, you know, coaching these young men, you know, I really my philosophy is they have to kind of learn and grow through experience, through trials, through errors, through failure a little bit sometimes in order to actually get there. And it's huge for our program right now. And just seeing Andrew and what he's done, you know, in those changes and had the success, you know, I mean, freshman Steve O'Poole and Big 12 champ, you know, round of 12, you know, just missed the All-American spot this year. We're walking back from the finals and, you know, he's walking beside me. He says, Coach, you don't need to tell me anymore. I get it. Hmm. I see it. Right. And I believe him. Right. And Andrew is the reason for that because he's seen him go through that trial, that adversity, be perfect, and I think we've got some other special guys that can do the same thing next year.
Oh, absolutely, you do. And again, we're in this world of college sports, which is way different than it was even 2 or 3 years ago. But you're looking at what are ways we can light up a beacon to get people to come here, talented individuals to come here. Well, you're one of those, Coach. You're a successful coach. You've done it at that level when you wrestled. You won championship after championship. But then when you get a guy like Andrew coming in here, that is a gigantic beacon where it's like, if you come in and you do these things, here's the blueprint. He said it. Then you could win a national championship. There's no guarantee, but there's a good chance. That's got to be something so cool because coaches are, and correct me if I'm wrong, Division I coaches are always looking for those stories where I can say, here it is, the proof is in the pudding, watch what this guy went and did.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to help us tremendously as a program, you know, from a recruiting standpoint. I mean, you know, and we've always gone after the best kids in the country, you know, and I think we've done a decent job of getting a good handful of them. We've tried to really make sure that nobody leaves the state of Colorado. But of course, we've missed on some kids, right? And I think the biggest reason why we've missed is nobody's done it, right? And now Andrew's done it. He's shown the way. And not that it's going to be easier, but in a sense, it's going to be a little easier now because Andrew's proven that, hey, you can win at UNC.
Now, that's got to be kind of, I mean, obviously the individual awards, everything that you've done is so cool, but it's got to be bigger than that in your mind too. It's like, dude, I'm helping set a path for years and years to come at a place that I so love. It's so near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's been my goal since I've came here. You know, the reason, one of the reasons why I chose to stay here was because I didn't want to throw on an accomplished school singlet and just be another name on the wall. You know, I wanted to try to be able to build something. And like I said, I talk about like being ordained. That's what I felt like I was here to do. You know, I knew nothing was going to stop me from doing that. And yeah, that's always been the ultimate goal, to be able to be a building block of this program. And hopefully one day, you know, we're up there competing for a team national title. You know, those are the things I want to see out of this program. And I knew I had to do my part. I got to do it. You know, that's how I felt. Everybody's known I'm really talented coming out of high school. I had the talent, and, you know, we just had to show people that you could get it done here in Greeley, Colorado. And I think I believe now people are going to start taking a stronger look here. And, you know, that's just the domino effect of stuff. You see, you could tell people about the program all you want, but a lot of them, they want to see it. And then now they're starting to see it. You know, not only did I win it, we had two guys, freshmen, in the blood round. You know, so it's not just one person. It's we got a squad of guys that are tremendously talented, and I hope I could influence them to be able to go down that same path. You know, I told both those guys who lost in the blood round, I said, hey, you're in the same position I was last year. That's what I did. I went in the blood round and I lost. I knew the changes I had to make right away, and it's just, are you going to do it or are you not? So I know we're going to do really big things here in the future.
Again, that's such a cool story to be able to have and say, hey, this is where I was. Look what just happened. Mm-hmm. And away we go. Okay, so you're a junior. You've done all this as a junior. I mean, a lot of people are like, obviously next year we've got, you know, just more of the same, I'm guessing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
what are the goals for you beyond UNC even?
You know, my goal since I was a little kid, 3-4 years old, being an Olympic champion. So that's my next step. I believe I have a really strong talent in freestyle, especially. That's where a lot of my success has come from. And taking what I've learned now from the mental and the lifestyle and adding it on top of my freestyle skill, I believe I could do it. And that's what I'm going to be training for and be gunning for. And you know, I think I saw something, it's 500 days away. You know, that goes by really fast. Mm. So you got to take advantage of every single day and put in the work, and it all starts over, you know. So that's what's on my mind, and that's what I'm going to go try to do.
How great is it to hear that, too? I mean, hear Olympics now. I mean, you just, the thought there is crazy, but you didn't lose anything. You didn't lose once this year. I mean, so Troy, Coach, Just hearing that, going, man, that's even another milestone we could get to eventually. That would be another beacon, as we say, for UNC.
Yeah, it's not crazy at all, right? I mean, he's within range, you know, and, you know, those are the conversations that we're going to be having over the next, you know, couple weeks here about, you know, what are those next steps to reach that goal, you know, and what is the best avenue to find success, you know, one for coming up for 2024 in that Olympic cycle, but also for winning a second national title. Because I think a lot of people think, you know, he won one. He's got another year left. Of course he's going to win again. It's hard.
It's harder.
It's hard. You know,
the target's on the back
now,
right?
You saw it this year.
You
saw a kid that was going for his fourth national title lose. You saw a kid that was going for his third national title lose. You know, winning one, it's hard. Winning two is harder. So we need to get back to the, you know, we'll take a little break here, no question. But, you know, after that, it's going to be back to the drawing board, and hey, let's get ready to go again.
Yeah, that's why when I asked what's the food situation, you're like, you're right back at it. I'd be coming in. I'd look like some character from Star Wars, yeah. Man. It'd be crazy. Guys, it is such an honor to have you in studio, to have this conversation with you guys. And just congratulations, Andrew, on all your success and to be this amazing wrestler, and then to go, I can be even better, and I'm actually going to put all the work forward. And Coach, for you, what you've built with this program, what your connection with Andrew at a young age, you guys worked together to get this thing done. Just some special stuff all around, man. And we're honored to have you guys in studio to talk about it.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right, guys. Well, let's catch up again soon, okay? All right, we'll take a quick break. 43 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.